Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. Just want to jump in here at the beginning of the episode and inform you guys that this block of episodes, this story arc, I was sick again, so I did my best to edit out as much coughing as I can, but I guarantee I missed some of them because I think one of us was talking when the coughing was going on, so apologies for that, but please enjoy these coming episodes. Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown, the podcast that talks about comic book story arcs. I'm your host, Joe, and with me again today is my friend Ron.
Hello.
Today, we're going to be talking about the Saga
of Swamp Thing.
Now, this is the Alan Moore run. I was always told the Alan Moore Swamp Thing issues were amazing, and I've never read them. The only real instance of Swamp Thing I've ever had was through the New 52. This arc was, in my research, Swamp Thing was kind of just, the book itself wasn't really doing well. And so they're like, all right, let's give it to this guy, this no-name, who at this time, Alan Moore wasn't a household name in comics. So they gave it to him. They're like, all right, well, you can go ahead and do what you want. And apparently made one of the best runs I've ever heard of on Swamp Thing. So,
well, the only other Swamp Thing I've ever dealt with other from reading this, because this is the first Swamp Thing I've ever actually read, the TV show that they had back in like the late 80s, possibly early 90s. I don't remember which.
I think it was, because this was 84.
So I'm gonna say,
I want to say it was mid to late 80s.
Okay. Which, yeah, we all know how that was. And then, of course, you know, in the DC deck builder game. But those are the other times I run into Swamp Thing.
Yeah. All right. So, as I said, this is the Saga of Swamp Thing. It takes place in issues 20 through 27, written in 1984. Written by Alan Moore. Art by Dan Day, Stephen Bissett, and John Todleben.
Todleben?
Todleben. Inks and colors were done by John Todleben.
Tatiana.
Is that?
Yeah, Tatiana.
Oh, thank you. Tatiana Wood. And then leathers was by Todd Klein and John Constanza. Now, you had asked me a question about who Arcane was.
Yes, because like the whole first, what?
Issue. Well, well, first issue.
The first like four pages are nothing but him talking about, you know, Arcane and...
So Arcane, Anton Arcane is his name. He is obsessed with immortality. He's trying to find, obviously, the elixir of life, or whatever you want to call it. He thinks that Swamp Thing is the key to that. So in previous issues and volumes, because I think this is actually the second volume of Swamp Thing... In previous incarnations, he is he captures Swamp Thing and is trying to get his more immortality by taking over his body. That's his whole plan. The second time he does this, he ends up getting to this sort of figure that we see on this page.
Okay,
this disgusting,
disfigured, partially human thing.
He also has these creatures called the Unmen. Instead of human, the Unmen, that helps, which you see them scattered.
Okay, that's what the other bodies
laying about.
Okay.
And he's an antagonist. He's a recurring antagonist.
Was.
Yeah, was. We'll stick going with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so his whole, right here at the beginning, we're basically at the end of this giant battle that he had, and he's trying to find Anton's body. He wants to make sure that he's dead, because he's already came back twice, or he's come back once to plague him. So he wants to see the body. He wants to make sure he's gone. And he finds him, and he basically
inner monologues a lot. And he's like, he, you know, now I find that you're dead, and I'm happy that you're dead, and now I can move on.
Yeah. And so we move on. I will say that one thing I like about this first issue is the parallels, like the outer panels, for each thing.
They are pretty sweet looking.
I think this was Dan Day on the art, and I don't know who the layout was, but that the layout for everything is just pretty amazing. Like these two pages here, like pages 4 and 5, you've got Swamp Thing on the left side, and then again on the right side. Next couple pages, you have this eagle in the corner. Next couple pages, you have a
beer bottle on the top of it,
or whiskey bottle.
Or whiskey bottle, like. Yeah.
Just the way the art is handled is pretty beautiful. But we see, okay, so back to the actual talk about the book, sorry. We see this government man. We don't know his name yet. He's wanting to take care of Swamp Thing.
And by take care of him, you know, catch him, kill him, whatever he's got to do.
Well, not only him, though, but all everybody of his deals friends. With him. Yeah. Yeah. Which I believe were, well, we'll actually get to them here in a minute. He's talking to this other guy, I can't remember who, Dwight, another government man, and basically saying we're gonna do what we always do, we're gonna roll in there and just, you know, take over what's all any investigation going on, well, take over anything.
Basically, because I guess we should mention this, when Swamp Thing finds Arcane's body, Arcane was fleeing in a it looks like a spaceship.
It's a giant, like a mosquito looking ship.
Yeah, but anyways, it wrecks, and that's how Arcane ends up dying. These guys are talking about using that as a cover up for a UFO landing that they're going to send the military into.
I do like this. Dwight's like, so you're going to use the UFO approach, and this guy Sunderland, the government guy, Sunderland, he wants to get rid of
Swamp Thing and all of his, basically the people that have any contact or connection to it.
Yeah, which was Cables, which is Matt and Abigail Cable, Barclay,
the Tremaine woman.
Apparently there was some thorn. I'm going to say previous issues. There was some thorn in his side for whatever reason. So they decide they're going to roll in, use the UFO approach, and basically say, hey, yeah, it's a matter of national security. So he's getting all of his men to go out to the swamp.
The bayous down in Louisiana.
Where the ship crashed to take care of everything. We go over to the next page, and we have Elizabeth Tremaine, who apparently wakes up next to Dennis Barclay. And I'm just going to touch on these two real quick.
I bet you are.
No, shut up. So they wake up. Apparently they did nasty. Liz is looking at it as it was a one-time mistake. Dennis thinks they're in a full-on relationship now. He is all for her, but she wants nothing to do with him. And as this is going on, they're trying to get back to the hotel. Well, when they do get back to the hotel...
Well, not yet.
I'll go back.
First Swamp Thing.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is this is the only issue they're in Moore's run. This is his way of cleaning house.
Yeah.
And we'll touch on that here in a minute.
Okay. Because, see, like, it talks about them walking back because apparently their car's wrecked.
Yes.
And so they're walking back to this motel that they're staying at, which we then see Swamp Thing is out in front of the motel. And he says that, you know, nobody's made their way back here yet. Dennis or Liz aren't here, but it doesn't matter. I don't have anywhere to go. He, you know, is basically doing some inner monologuing here about
he does inner monologue a lot in this
issue. And it's a lot of woe is me stuff, you know, like, oh, I have nowhere to go. I have nothing to do. Yeah. Nobody loves me. Mommy and Daddy weren't there.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe not that part.
Well, so we get to the military guys popping up, and we have this I'm not going to say hillbilly, but this local...
I'm going to call him an inbred.
Oh, jeez. He's, like, playing 20 questions with the military men. And the minute that the guy says it's a matter of national security, he's like, oh, of course, I'm not gonna bother you guys. You guys need some help? Of course. Do you need help? Changes tune real quick. We then go to Matt and Abby Cable. Abby's maiden name is Arcane.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. She is actually the niece of Anton Arcane.
I think something like that, yeah.
But she's also really good friends with Swamp Thing. Well, they both are. But apparently Swamp Thing confided with Abby, saying that Matt, it's kind of his fault why this stuff is happening. And he's like, in a way, he's right, because apparently Matt was a government man assigned to protect Alec and Linda Holland,
which was his wife,
his late wife. Obviously did a terrible job doing that, because they both die, I'm using quotation marks, die in a explosion. Lab explosion. So later on, though, Matt suffers from some brain damage. I don't remember why he had the brain damage, but he got it somewhere.
It's not a tumor. I guess it could be. I don't know.
Well, actually, it may be. Whatever happened, it gave him some psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But he really can only access them
when he's drunk.
Well, either drunk or stressed. So that is why he thinks that maybe Swamp Thing was right, and that he was bringing the monsters to them to attack them. He also is saying that he has control over it right now. And Abby's like, okay, I believe you, but right now there's just so much going on that I can't. I have to get some air. Like, so much just happened.
She goes for a lot of walks in this.
She does. Well,
while she's going out for her walk, Matty boy here uses whatever kind of psychic telekinetic projection powers that he has to make himself basically a little striptease.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's kind of awkward actually to look at, because she's only the size of like his forearm.
But apparently it makes him happy. So, as he's drinking.
Yeah.
Because
didn't he just tell her he'd quit the booze too?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a really good guy. So we go back over to the motel.
Dennis and Liz finally showed up.
Yes. Dennis is outside. Liz is inside trying to get a key, because apparently they lost their key to the room. But while this is going on, the motel manager,
I guess you call her manager. Maybe a manager. Maybe owner, whatever. She's
the front desk lady.
Yeah, she's talking Liz's ear off.
Yeah, just... And talk about a bunch of nonsense,
so,
really.
Yeah, and while she's talking about it, this other guy comes in, and he's like, oh, I'll get your bags for you.
Mm-hmm. And just takes... I wish I could do that the next time I go down to any hotel. Just wander up, like, here, I'll take you that key and take your room and not pay for anything.
Yeah.
Get thrown out so freaking quick.
Uh-huh. But he walks out, and while he's walking out, Dennis isn't really paying attention.
Nope.
He's in his own thoughts, thinking about, you know, well, probably about what he did last night.
Mm-hmm.
Can't blame him, you know, whatever. But the guy that came in and took the key to her room to go get her bags and stuff for her goes, unlocks the door, and as soon as he pulls it open, it explodes.
And that Dennis thinks that Liz is the one that went in there and, you know, got blowed up.
But then he sees her in inside the office still talking to the lady. He walks in there and pulls her back, and they see these two guys that walk up past the room, you know, check to see, and these guys go into the room, find, you know, dead bodies, and they're like, yeah, okay, we got these guys. We don't have to worry about that.
Well, I like how he says, Henry, how many bodies do we have here exactly? One or two? Well, two, I guess. We didn't see anybody leave.
Couldn't we just count some heads or something?
Like, these guys are crack henchmen. But as those guys are doing that...
The military...
Dennis and Liz run away.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
And... this is what I meant about cleaning house. This is the last time, as far as I know, we ever see these two characters in Swamp Thing.
Huh.
Ever. So it's just, they're gone.
Hey, that works, though.
So.
And then it goes back to the military, where they've got... basically, the military spent this whole time, they've been setting up basically a wall of spotlights all the way around the area of the swamp.
The triangle corner.
Where they've had the most recent sightings of the Swamp Thing. And then they light those up, and after they light those up, they start going through with flamethrowers and basically burning everything.
Woods, like, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Louisiana. It's the bayou. One, they shouldn't be catching on fire so easily.
Yeah.
Two, isn't that shit like national landmarks or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it's preserved and stuff. Yeah. But these guys aren't actual military, though. They work for Sutherland.
Yes.
And but, they just posed as actual military so that, you know, they could... get what still, they want.
Still, though, pretty sure if you're lighting a forest on fire, people are going to come see.
That's true.
But at the same time, we've got these helicopters come flying in. Matt is like, he hears this, so he goes running after Abby because, you know, she's just out for a little walk. Apparently, they're far enough away from the house, which is a good thing, because these helicopters blow away their home.
Completely destroy it.
Like, just...
It's a fiery muscle rebel when they...
Yeah. Swamp Thing, one of the military guys with the flamethrower is wandering around the bayou and ends up coming across Swamp Thing, tries to burn them. Doesn't really go so well. Especially for him, because I think Swamp Thing knocks him out.
Yeah. Then there's these, you know, geniuses in this helicopter. There's a helicopter that's got the spotlight on Swamp Thing, and he starts running, and they apparently lose sight of him for a minute, and they're like, well, let's just drop down to see if we can, you know, take a better look at him. And as soon as they drop down, he grabs a hold of the freaking helicopter and wrecks it.
Yeah.
But there's another little couple military guys, and they start, you know, shooting the flamethrowers at him again. And then as soon as he gets away from them, he walks out into this area where there's basically it's where all the spotlights are set up. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, I need to be in the shadows, but there's shadows. I need to see if there's shadows beyond the light that they've got set up here. So he goes to run through here, and basically he gets, well, shot to death.
Yeah, he doesn't get very far before he is unloaded.
But you also got to imagine, I mean, Swamp Thing probably is not the fastest moving thing there is.
No. He's a big hawking monster.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, riddled with all these bullets, and the military men come up to Body and it's like, yep, he's dead.
Tag him and bag him.
Okay. And that's what they do.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next episode of the Saga of the Swamp Thing.